Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 278, If I Am Bound, My Father Is Not Free. In the first paragraph, it says, If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself. When I began my study of A Course in Miracles many years ago, I was definitely experiencing my own forms of sadness and fear, worry, distress, lack, scarcity, and all the rest. But I began to study the Course, and it was teaching me that God loves me, that God wants me happy, and that if I wasn't happy, it was because I had decided against Him, and that all I needed to do was forgive myself, release the past, forgive everyone around me. And I thought, this is a wonderful trade. I am happy to forgive myself. In fact, it would be such a relief to forgive myself. Some people feel that forgiveness is very challenging. I find it to be a huge relief. In fact, when we hold a grievance against ourselves or anyone else, we are really playing the role of jailer to this other person, or even to ourselves. And while we are being a jailer, we are in jail. We are bound to our situation. We are locked into our circumstances. And the end of the story is basically already written. And as A Course in Miracles taught me that I have the right to forgive myself, not to condone the actions. We forgive ourselves because we understand that we are not looking at or experiencing the truth. And therefore, what we are looking at or experiencing cannot alter us in any way. Today, take a moment to look at your own life. Where are you not free? Where do you feel bound? Maybe you feel bound to a situation. Maybe you feel bound in your relationship. Whatever it is, and wherever it is, recognize that you have a judgment, and this judgment is causing you to hold yourself in misery. And today, if you would turn that judgment over and give it to God, and ask that peace be replaced in that space where the judgment was, then you can go forward and experience all the healing, the happiness, the joy, and the abundance that God wills for you. We have allowed ourselves to take on what's called an alien will. An alien will is where we wander into temptation, away from what God would will for us. Now, in truth, we cannot do this. In truth, we cannot wander away, as God did not create wandering children. However, in our mind, this is possible. But today, we can offer this space in our mind to be healed and undone. If I am bound, my Father is not free.